Really? You're just going to swear at me? I'm the first person you've seen in 3 days, and you're just going to swear. Creatively, I will say, but just swearing. See, if I were you, I would be asking questions. I would want to know where I am, why I'm here, what you're going to do with me, but you just carry on.
Sorry, what?
Oh, you want to know where you are? Well, of course I'll tell you, that's why I'm here. No, wait. You just spent the last 5 minutes swearing at me. I don't think I will tell you. Wow. You think you can make threats? Have you examined your current situation? You were kidnapped, drugged, thrown in this cell. You have only seen robots for the last 3 days, and you're chained to a chair. Back to swearing. You know, I didn't have to come here. They didn't want me to. I just thought it would be polite to let you know what's happening. But you just carry on swearing. So what? Well, maybe if you were to apologize. Sorry, I can't quite hear you. Sorry, what? Oh, you're sorry! Oh. I accept your apology. I understand, it's a very stressful situation. I mean, I would imagine it was. I myself have never been kidnapped. So, why are you here? I'll let that sarky comment pass. Like I said, you're under a lot of stress. Now tell me, do you remember your annual physical? Do you remember the panel of blood tests that were taken? No, you don't. Because you avoided it, even though it is mandatory for all citizens. Bit of a rebel, are we? Well, if you had attended that annual physical, if you had completed all of those blood tests, you wouldn't have been kidnapped. It would have been a lot more civilized. It would have been polite. But you had to make it difficult. I get the impression that you're that kind of person. Well, it takes all sorts. So, why were the physicals made mandatory? Well, it was essential. You see, things are about to get a little bit unfriendly for the human race. This planet that we call home will soon, well, let's just say, it won't be as comfortable. Human life as we know it will soon cease to exist. And we will not go quietly into that dark night. It's going to be messy. Messy. What does messy mean? Messy is a euphemism for stuff. Don't ask any more questions. Believe me when I say you really don't want to know. Now, it just so happens that there is a small percentage of the world's population who have a particular genetic trait, which means that they may be able to survive. What will they survive? I thought I said no more questions. They'll be able to survive when things become messy. Thank you. Unfortunately, this trait is very rare, not normally screened for, and the only way to identify it is a very complicated panel of blood tests and scans. But the scans were all part of the annual physical, the latest technology. It was all wonderfully marketed, but you didn't show up. But you did get really, really drunk for your birthday, and you ended up in A&E, where, as a matter of course, they took the complicated panel and you were identified. You are very lucky. Yes, you are lucky to have been kidnapped. Your genetic marker is the strongest I've seen. Unfortunately, I haven't actually seen that many. As I said, it is a very rare characteristic. But you have it. So we had to locate you and relocate you here. This is the Ark. I know I didn't name it. For scientists, my superiors are very fond of religious bullshit. So it's the Ark. And you are one of the animals. I don't mean that in a bad way. We're all animals. While we have the trait, it's not strong enough. It has to be enhanced, embellished. It has to be bedazzled with glitter. It's a joke. You know, I had the choice of that joke or a Twilight joke. Oh, you'll see. So, this upcoming messiness, it's going to last a while. Longer than you'll survive. Hence the automation. You are going to sleep. And while you sleep, you will be improved. Genetic therapies, cutting edge. But they have to be done slowly. So you'll sleep. Suspended animation. The technology is wonderful. Truly amazing. Definitely deserving of a Nobel Prize, which I will never get. But I'm not bitter. Much. I know it doesn't seem like it, but you are very lucky. If you hadn't been kidnapped, if you hadn't been relocated, fine, kidnapped, then you would be dead. In a matter of days. Instead, you get to sleep in this not quite luxurious cabin, and you get to wake up and survive. And when you wake up, you will be a completely new person. You'll glitter. I'm not joking. One of the side effects of embellishing the gene is glitter. We don't really have time to find a way from that. We're all going to glitter. It's going to be awful. But we'll be alive. 112 of us. I told you it was rare. Now, I could lie to you and say that this is one of a number of arcs scattered across the... This is it. 112 of us. You weren't the only one to skip the physical. Maybe there are more of us out there. Maybe in the next 2 days we will relocate them. But I don't think so. I think we are it. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. To give you some idea of what's happening. Oh, you think it's not fair? Well, on that we are in complete agreement. Although for different reasons. You think it's unfair that you've been put in this position. Removed from everything you know and placed here. Facing an uncertain future. I think it's unfair that all of humanity is going to be reduced to 112. And I'm the only one who doesn't have a Nobel. Well, obviously I'm not the only one, but I deserve one. Yes. To you, it may seem that I am focusing on the wrong things, but this is day one for you. This is day 406 for me. I am numb. I am cold. I have to be. The project can't afford the luxury of me feeling. I don't get to be emotional. I have to do what needs to be done. So, why don't you relax? You'll soon be fast asleep. And when you wake up, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen when we wake up. I guess we'll find out. Sleep well. Sweet dreams. And I'll see you when you wake up. Night. And you're right. It's not fair. But it's all that we have. Sweet dreams.